माधव कुंजा बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोर नंदना व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव गुंजा बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोर नंदना व्रज जन रंजन यशोर नंदना व्रज जन रंजन जामुना तेरा वनचारी जामुना तेरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव गुंजा बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोर नंदना ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव गुंजा बिहारी जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय ललित विशाख जय राधेश्याम ललित विशाख जय राधेश्याम जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद नित गोसाई गौ हरिबो 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 निसा गौर हरिबो श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवताम की जय निताय गौ प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तदौ जयमुदरयेत् नस्तप्रेषु अबाद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवत उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। सो रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 Chapter 30. The Gopis search for Krishna. Which one did you? 8? So we're reading from text 6 to 8. I'll read 6 and 7, and we can all read number 8 responsively. Srimad Bhagavatam, text 6. Kachit kurabha kashoka naga punaga champakaha Rama nujau mahininam ito darpa harasmitaha. Oh, Kurabaka tree. Oh, Ashok. Oh, naga. Punaga. And Champaka. Has Balaram's younger brother, whose smile removes the audacity of all proud women, passed this way? Purport by the followers of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. As soon as the gopis saw that a particular tree would not answer them, they impatiently left it and rushed off to another to make further inquiries. Text 7. Kachit tulasi kalyani govinda charana priye saha twali kulair bibhrad drishtaste ti priyachutaha. O most kind Tulsi, to whom the feet of Govinda are so dear, have you seen that infallible one walk by, wearing you, and encircled by swarms of bees? Purport. The Acharyas explain here that the word charana is a term of respect, as in the expression, evan vadant yacharya charana. The bees humming around the garland worn by Sri Govinda were attracted by the fragrance of the Tulsi Manjaris offered to him. The gopis felt that the trees had not replied because they were male, but that Tulsi, being female, would sympathize with their plight. Text 8. Everyone can repeat. Malatya darshi vakachin Malike jati yuktake Preeting vo janayan yata. Karasparshena madavaha. Malatya darshi vakachin. Malike jati yuktake. Preeting vo janayam yata. Karasparshena madavaha. Malatya darshi vakachin. Malike jati yuktake. Preeting vo janayam yata. Karasparshena madavaha. Matajis. Malat yadar shiva kachin. Plant, a kind of white jasmine. Adarshi has been seen. Vaha by you. Kachit weather. Malike, oh Malika, a different kind of jasmine. Jati, oh Jati. Another kind of white jasmine.
Another kind of white jasmine.
Yutike.
Oh, Yutika.
Yet another jasmine. Pritim. Pleasure. Va. For you. Janayam. Generating. Yataha. Has gone by. Kara. Of his hand, Sparshena, by the touch, Madhava, Krishna, the embodiment of the spring season. Translation and purport. O Malati, O Malika, O Jati, and Yuktika. Has Madhava gone by here, giving you pleasure with the touch of his hand? Please repeat. O Malati.
O Malati.
O Malika.
O Malika.
O Jati.
O Jati.
And Yuktika.
And Yuktika.
Has Madhava gone by here? Given you pleasure?
Given you pleasure.
With the touch of his hand?
With the touch of his hand.
Purport. When even Tulsi herself did not answer the gopis, they approached the fragrant jasmine flowers. The gopis, seeing the jasmine vines humbly bowing down, assumed that these plants must have seen Lord Krishna and were therefore showing humility in their ecstasy. That's it. Om Jnanatim Arandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jaina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistang Stapitang Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachadesha Tarane. So, this is our great fortune to be able to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, not only describing the beauty and variety of flowers, but also the mood of the best lovers, the gopis who've achieved the highest perfection of life, which is to be spontaneously attracted to Krishna, so much so that they were experiencing ecstatic symptoms of madness by not having his association, not only asking people, but also the trees and plants, and figuring the trees are males, they probably won't answer, but Tulsi Devi at least is female. She should give us some indication which way Krishna has gone. But then they imagine that they almost be in trance and meditation because they're also completely enamored in the beauty of Krishna. So everyone in this material world is suffering and struggling due to lust and jealousy and envy, desire. And those who are unfortunately misled by the uncontrolled mind, they act in such ways as to further complicate the situation. Meaning that because of tamogun and rajagun, because of lust and greed, desire to possess something, everyone is looking for something. What can I get? You know, accumulate. The shopping malls are very popular now. Amazon, you know, it's like you can go shopping, fulfill all your desires, whatever you want, you can pick it up on Amazon or at a nice store that's providing all the necessities to keep you bewildered and keep us in this material world. And Maya is so strong when the mind is uncontrolled, when we give in simply to lust, eat anything, do anything, there's this vikarma, meaning that people, they're following some rules and regulations. And then there's the akarma, meaning that those who have surrendered to the spiritual master and are following the rules and regulations of Vedic direction. Krishna's personally giving us instructions in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Vyasadeva, empowered incarnation of the Lord. And then Krishna speaking in Bhagavad Gita. And the entire dialogue, the entire instruction of Vedic knowledge is meant to bring civilization to a point where there's real happiness, real success. Srila Prabhupada, in his preface to the Srimad Bhagavatam, indicates that now in modern society, there's no lack, there's technology, people are flying everywhere, trains, planes, and so much communication is available. Various, you know, big skyscraper buildings and so much wealth one can acquire by his hard work. But the real leaders, or the leaders, the so-called teachers, scientists, philosophers, they have no understanding or clue that there's a happiness which is everlasting and perpetual. But if we're simply guided by the mundane literatures which simply speak about the, you know, sex and wealth between male and female, every species of life has that inclination. The dogs, the pigs, the insects, the demigods, the human beings, everyone is looking to gratify and satisfy their senses. But the gopis were not foolishly looking how to satisfy their senses. They were simply madly in love with Krishna. Because everyone, jivera swarupoi krishner nitya das, in our heart, inside the coverings of the gross body, the mind, the intelligence and ego, is that Krishna prema, you know, that this love for Krishna is present already. It's not like we have to artificially impose by some philosophical word jugglery, or if you perform certain austerities, you'll develop Krishna consciousness. Yes, we will develop or uncover or awaken our Krishna consciousness. Krishna specifically, out of love and compassion, naturally a parent will be in love with their children. Even the lion cub is protecting their little cubs. So Krishna, he wants us to return home, back to Godhead. And so he mercifully manifests himself in Sri Vrindavan Dham. It's described that Mathura, Puri, and is even greater than Vaikuntha, greater than the spiritual world, because the Lord appeared here and then performed his intimate pastimes. We were hearing a nice class by His Holiness Janardhan Maharaj yesterday. I think he was reading from the Nectar of Instruction, because a lot of what he was saying was there, that get off the bodily platform, don't try to judge from external point of view, that everyone is an eternal servant of Krishna, eternal spirit soul. And due to their karma na daivane trena, they're forced into the womb of their mother and father. They're forced to take birth in this world. And then they're propelled by the desire to enjoy this world. And so Krishna gives the intelligence. He's not artificially imposing that you must love me. But he exhibits his wonderful pastimes. And the beauty of Vrindavan, we may not appreciate it maybe in present day with our particular eyes. We may not see that all these beautiful flowers and creepers and Tulsi Devi and how the simplicity of this village life, cowherd boys, it's not sophisticated. It's not like rocket science. But that happiness doesn't come just by accumulating a big amount of money, becoming very wealthy. Although everyone is working very, very hard to become wealthy and rich, because they're thinking, by this money I can build a nice skyscraper, live in the big penthouse up there and enjoy the scene. And I'm wealthy, why do I need to worship God? This limited understanding due to the bodily concept of life, thinking that me, I'm happy, my family, my nation, this whole misdirected civilization, every individual is not understanding the real purpose and goal of life, because ultimately death will come very quickly. In this age, people, if they live to 100, they're considered extremely old. And unfortunately, most of our time we spend by working very, very hard, because I want to satisfy my desires, but also be responsible and take care of my family and my responsibilities to my society, my community. I don't want to become a useless parasite, simply join a spiritual movement for quiet meditation and forgetting about all the troubles of existing in the material world. We also don't recommend that. We recommend that the mind must be engaged. Either the mind is engaged in watching nonsense on the TVs and computers and reading nonsense, or we can engage the mind in hearing the Lord's glories, the Lord's name, in pastime. But it all begins with Shraddha, with faith. Because without that initial faith, then people have no interest. They don't want to accept that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. I'm a part of Krishna. This life is temporary, and I should dedicate my energy and my time for serving the Supreme Lord. This will bring me happiness. The gopis set a beautiful example of selfless service, that they forgot all about everything, their own bodies, their relatives, the social customs, rules and regulations, governing proper behavior according to Vedic standards. What to speak of the Vedic lifestyle. In Kali Yuga, it's only progressed 5,000 years and people are just so covered by material lust, by envy, greed, jealousy, very slow in spiritual advancement. And they don't have faith. All the religions of the world, human civilization is identified by their ability to follow religious principles. Otherwise, they're considered animal civilization. So we're living really in a society, an animalistic society, dog eat dog, you know, the survival of the fittest. Those who are wealthy, powerful positions can dominate those of lesser accomplishments and then enslave them in this idea that you work very hard just for the upkeep of the body. But Srila Prabhupada, being a representative of the Supreme Lord, is delivering this message of Bhagavatam for all of us to awaken our Krishna consciousness. And as we heard yesterday, Gopal Prabhu, he received the first editions of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And within that Srimad Bhagavatam, and even the very first canto, all your questions can be answered. And by this process of hearing about Krishna and his activities and the introduction of the Maha Mantra, the special key to awakening, unlocking our heart and our mind. It's not that the Maha Mantra is too simplistic, just chanting the Lord's name or hearing about how Krishna is acting with all the cowherd boys or Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj or the gopis, that love. And we think, well, that's way beyond our reach. You know, we have so much pollutants in our mind and so many desires that we don't have the ability to, you know, come to that high level of loving Krishna in the way that the gopis have loved Krishna. Even though we have so many shortcomings, Krishna, he sees our intention. He sees our that's patrang pushpang palang toyang yome bhaktya prayashati. Krishna doesn't need our fruits and he doesn't need our offering of water or wealth. Krishna's the wealthiest. He's Atmarama. He's self-satisfied, but he wants to see the bhakti mama vijananti. And the bhakti is a change of heart, change of consciousness, resolute determination. With a little shraddha, we have sadhu sangha. And the sadhu sangha creates bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti. So you have faith, you see that, yes, it makes logical sense that this world is temporary. All the pursuits of the biggest leaders in society, namang duskriti no mudha prapadyante naradama maya parita jnana suram bhavam ashrita. Namang duskriti no, those who are lowest of mankind, and even those who have big PhDs and master of this and master of that, who are simply ignorant of Krishna or the real existence of the eternal soul, they're considered to be bewildered by the material modes of material nature, as all of us are and have been. But we make a conscious choice with a little bit of faith that the words of Bhagavad Gita are ever fresh, are eternal, that they've been glorified for thousands and thousands of years, what to speak of hundreds of thousands, millions of years. Bhagavad Gita is the song of God, the Supreme Lord. There must be a God, otherwise who's created all these living beings? Who's created the universe? Nature. Okay, who's nature? Mayajakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Krishna's revealing in the Bhagavad Gita, he controls Mother Nature, and he also is the supreme personality of everything is like a pearl strung on a thread. Krishna, He creates everything, He puts everything into motion, and facilitates all our needs and desires. So the gopis, they're madly searching for Krishna. But that separation is also a kind of ecstasy that they're experiencing. So they're never without Krishna. Even though we're hearing about their lamentation and the degrees of suffering, that simply by remembering Krishna and they're enacting the activities of Krishna, how Krishna's acting, so they have no room for anything else in their existence. Because their faith, you know, their faith in Krishna, we have to increase that faith. And that sadhu sangha is so valuable. We may think, oh, I'm too much troubled by the rules and regulations. I'm too much troubled by the devotees. They didn't treat me properly, so let me be on my own. I can sit quietly, chant, do parikram every day, don't have to see anybody. But this association, what is association with devotees? When we're chanting together in front of the deities, seeing the Lord, glorifying the Lord. When we're sitting together to hear Srimad Bhagavatam about the temporal nature of this existence. Just like on the pasture field, you know, the cows and animals are all around, and someone cuts the throat of the animal. The other animals stop and look for a moment, then go back to eating their grass, not knowing that next their throat will be cut. So we're thinking that, yes, people are dying all around. My grandfather died, my father died, my relatives, my aunts and uncles are dying, my friends are dying, I will also die. But this is astonishing that even though we may know that and think that, we're thinking, well, not today, you know, there's, anyway, who knows what happens at the time of death. So all these philosophies, Prabhupada often mentioned about Professor Kotovsky, who was the leading philosopher in religion in Russia. And he said, Swamiji, when the body is finished and one is dead, then it's all finished. So this is a very shallow understanding of what is the truth. We can try to understand the truth by our own mental gymnastics or reading many books of philosophy and thinking that I'll find out what is the purpose and goal of life. But that process is not, because we have imperfect senses, we make mistakes, we're illusion, we have a cheating propensity. These are the frailties of human existence. Prabhupada often says, if you want to know who is my father, you ask your mother, who is my father? So the mother, Mother Nature, is the Vedas. The Vedic literature is given by Krishna himself and given to Lord Brahma, to Narada, to Vyasadeva, all the way down the Guru Parampara. In this knowledge, how do we gain this knowledge? So even if we're just reading all day long, we have a tendency of forgetting. I thinking, okay, tomorrow I got to give class, I got to read something. You know, I want to say something to inspire the devotees to give up their pursuit for following, you know, putting all their energy to fulfilling their ideas and their plans. Because the ultimate culmination is that we need to hear Krishna's name, hear about his pastimes, live in Vrindavan, the atmosphere of Vrindavan, associate with devotees, you know, worship Tulsi Devi. There are rules and regulations, many recommendations, but as we progressively advance in spiritual life, we become more and more attracted that I want to apply my energy and my time for Krishna consciousness. I don't want to waste one moment. Because when we waste time on mundane activities, then you cannot buy that back. Even if you're prepared to spend your millions of dollars that you've worked so hard for your whole life and that your children are spending in so many ways of buying fancy motor cars and partying at the clubs and buying big, big houses. Forget how many houses they have. So this is the whole idea, this greed. It's so overcome. Lust and greed are keeping us completely blind, that we need to awaken our Krishna consciousness. And this Krishna consciousness is ever existing, joyfully performed. It's not that we're trying to introduce some blind following, not that we're blindly following just because someone is very charismatic. There are many gurus, many yogis, but the proof of Krishna consciousness is in these Vedic literatures, the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. That Prabhupada never took credit for himself, that I'm not a magician or offering you something other than repeating the words of my Guru Maharaj and repeating the words of Krishna in the form of delivering Krishna consciousness. So nectar of devotion, nectar of instruction are essential because they go into the fine details of vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udara pasta vegam, that we have to control the mind, control the tongue, control the belly, control the genitals, control our activities. And the formulas are given that instead of going looking for dancing at the nightclub, you can come and dance in Krishna consciousness. We see the devotees enthusiastically glorifying during the aarti, during Guru Puja, going around the temple, wherever you are. The Sankirtan is Lord Chaitanya's special gift, that it descended, Golokher Premadan Harinam Sankirtan. And this Sankirtan was being exhibited by the gopis. What were they doing? Talking about Krishna, remembering Krishna, singing his glories. And this is what they would do in the morning time, during the day, in the evening. Whatever work they're doing for Krishna, but they're always remembering Krishna. So we have so many duties, responsibilities that we have to take care of. Do it for Krishna. And ultimately, we should dedicate our whole life for the Krishna consciousness movement, just as Srila Prabhupada said by his personal example, that we may think that, oh, you know, Prabhupada by chance, you know, he was also born, was it 1896 in Calcutta, and he had an education, and then he also had his family and different responsibilities. In one lecture, Prabhupada said, at that time, in his school days, in the church's Scottish church's college, they sometimes had to go to the Bible study, and he said, in the Bible, where the Christians, many times, they don't believe in reincarnation, who is the witness. And he says, in Bhagavad Gita, all that is explained. He goes, even at that time, I was not that interested. But then after applying myself, so we start thinking, oh, he's like an ordinary person. But Krishna, even the Goswamis, if you, oh, how you can become a minister of the Muslim government, or how you can perform these kind of activities. We were hearing yesterday, we should not judge by external activity and or Haridas Thakur, he's a Muslim, how he can become the Namacharya. So Srila Prabhupada explained that or he increased his desire, he showed by his example, simply by meeting Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he was convinced that Krishna movement or this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the hands of the right person. And immediately he recognized Prabhupada, you go and preach this message of God consciousness to the Western world. So people are suffering. Humanity is suffering. And all the philanthropic and altruistic activities, we can open up many, many hospitals. We can have many, many societies for, you know, the diabetic society and the, you know, this widow society and the animal shelters. Many, many ways people are trying to show their good nature by reducing the pain and suffering. But ultimately, the four principles will not end. Birth, old age, disease, and death. And it's not just a slogan, we're going to die. And where we're going depends on our mental Focus, yang vapis smaran bhavam tyajatyante kalevaram, that whatever state of being we remember at the time of death, that state will attain without fail. So this life is meant that we should cultivate, hear about Krishna at every moment, increase our cleansing process, just like the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his associates cleaned Gundicha temple, and they were very meticulous about getting every dust particle and cleansing very, very thoroughly. And this cleansing process was an example of cleaning our mind and cleaning our heart. The dirty thoughts and ideas have accumulated for many lifetimes. Many, many, many times we've been packed in the womb and born, sometimes in heavenly planets and sometimes in hellish planets. And it's for sure that living in this world, one is going to commit sinful activities. So how to become free? Do I just go and confess on Saturday to the priest that I've done all these bad things, I have a long list, and then I'm freed of my, and then again I commit the same sinful activities again and again? Parikshit Maharaj asked Shukadeva Goswami how this process of atonement works. What do people do if they're going to cleanse themselves, like the elephant goes into, bathes in the river and cleans himself nicely, comes out and throws dust all over himself again? So we may confess, yes, I've been bad, I had bad thoughts, I did bad deeds with my words, with my actions. You know, we may actually genuinely lament our fallen state of existence and feel that God will forgive me, you know, God's very merciful. Yes, He is very kind, very merciful. But if we keep the association of devotees and do as they are doing, getting up early in the morning and worshiping the deities nicely, you know, really genuinely trying to atone for our existence in this material world, because now we have a fast track, a great opportunity to awaken this enthusiasm, the utsahan nischayat daryat tat tat karma parvartanat, enthusiasm, determination, patience. So we have this ability are available to us in the form of nectar devotion, nectar of instruction, Srimad Bhagavatam. Are we enthusiastic to read that I have a scheduled time and today I'm reading this, and I want to go through this systematically, step by step, not jump thinking that, oh, why go through all the preliminary philosophical jargon of understanding impersonal meditation or what how to achieve sense gratification by following rules and regulations and performing tapasya, sacrifices, austerities according to karma kanda of the Vedas, because everyone has different desires. But all that's being eliminated and we're brought to the highest level very, very quickly. Instead of taking the staircase of the yoga ladder, we're taking the lift, take you from a very low condition by the mind and senses to the topmost platform of being so crazy for Krishna that they were like mad women. They didn't think anything other than Krishna. You'll see that they're going around asking everyone, where is my Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? Oh, the creepers are bowing down. Krishna must have passed by this way. And look at, you know, out of respect, they're remembering Krishna. So there are many, many lessons we can have. And Srila Prabhupada giving us this opportunity on a silver platter, meaning that it's become very simple. We don't have to speculate, I could read this philosopher or that philosopher. Just do it systematically. Start with Srimad Bhagavatam. Or finish the Bhagavad Gita. Start with Srimad Bhagavatam. Not that you finish. It's always fresh. It's always new. We should go through systematically all the books with attention. Because this is powerful medicine. We may not know how it's working, but by hearing about Krishna's beauty, Krishna's love, and how he reciprocates with Srimati Radharani, how this Vrindavan is very dear to Krishna, is not different than Krishna, how Govardhan Hill is very dear, how Krishna with his own hand lifted Govardhan Hill, and how it is that Radhakund is the most sacred place, that one should live there, and who would not want to live there. But everything is also given to us in such a way that we have to prepare ourselves. We can't be in a high level of Krishna consciousness with a dirty mind, with lust, with greed, with envy and jealousy, and all the things which keep us on the bodily platform. We can't think that, oh, I'm going to go to the most sacred place and just be on the banks of the river and in this way perform my devotional service. It takes time. Of course, someone may very quickly be advancing, and that's very nice. But working for Krishna, by spreading Krishna consciousness, is what Prabhupada set by his example. He had no hope. Imagine being in New York, 1965, and it's just like everything's very dirty and grim, and people just have no clue or idea of what is the purpose and goal of life, simply driven by all this illusion of material happiness. And then Prabhupada, just by repeating the message of Godhead through Bhagavad Gita and the chanting of Krishna's holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We might not have an inclination to hear so many things, but simply by chanting Krishna's name in the association of devotees, the cleansing process, this Chaito Darpana Marjanam, is working. And also, we may not think, well, I'm not very philosophically inclined, or I don't have the ability to understand deep philosophy. Very simply expressed, Srimad Bhagavatam is full of beautiful stories, beautiful descriptions of the beauty of Vrindavan, and also descriptions of the loving attitude of the gopas and gopis and the parents of Krishna. So to whatever degree that we're connected to Krishna consciousness, whether it's lovers of Krishna, servants of Krishna, in that whatever capacity, that'll all be awakened. Our siddha deha will be revealed to us, and we can make very, very rapid advancement. Just keep chanting Krishna's holy name. So we'll hear more descriptions of the gopis' intense desire to be again united with Krishna. Even they see the footprints of Krishna and notice, oh, he's with someone else, Radharani. They become jealous, and they see that, you know, there's descriptions that, oh, now he also left her. And then they also wanted to feel that separation from Krishna in the way that Srimati Radharani was feeling. We can't understand the intricacies of the loving affairs of the gopis simply just by jumping to the 10th canto. We really need to understand by reading systematically the full 9 cantos of Bhagavatam, practicing devotional service, and being attracted to chanting the holy name, always chanting Hare Krishna. So there's some time for questions or comments. Akura Nath Prabhu. You're not very much liked by the gopis, but Akrura, they thought Akrura was very, you're the lord of Akrura, Akrura Nath. Is the microphone working? So I don't know if the gopis are going to appreciate your question, but we'll see.
I tell everybody that my name is, when I'm in Vrindavan, I tell them Krishna Das.
Krishna Das. You don't reveal that you're Akrura.
You're Akrura.
No.
I don't want to hear that word.
Thank
you very much. It was such a wonderful class. And I know that you're a very successful book distributor. And I was interested that you were saying that the gopis are performing sankirtan. They're dancing, they're singing. We see they're coming together as a group to find Krishna. And I wanted to... Vaisheshika told us a story once. I don't remember the details. You might know. But back in Los Angeles, a long time ago, when devotee had the idea that book distribution was actually worship in the mood of the gopis. And then another devotee said, well, I'm not so sure about that. So then they wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada. He said, yes, that's correct. Book distribution is in the mood of the gopis.
Beautiful. Well, this was the mood. I know that I came to Miami and everyone said, oh, you'd be good for book distribution. Well, we don't know. What does that mean? But then when you actually go out and challenge, the mind challenges, like, what am I doing out here, you know? And I got to approach people. You know, people are very fearful of this, their comfort zone. Sometimes people can't speak. I mean, not that I can speak, but, that fear comes when you have to... people don't want to hear about Krishna consciousness. So, yeah, by giving this message from Krishna to the conditioned soul, just by that endeavor alone, Krishna is so happy and so pleased. So this is considered Sankirtan. Just even the trying to glorify Krishna in our best attempts in this, we're performing Sankirtan, chanting the holy name, hearing about Krishna, glorifying Krishna, and distributing books, because we have to get out of our comfort zone. And this is the trouble, that people are too much addicted and prisoners of their mind and senses, and refuse to take on the challenge. So that challenge of going out and performing duty as given by the spiritual master, against, even though one may not want to accept it, is considered an austerity and a sacrifice, and considered out of love. So book distribution is not, we're not saying that it's like the gopis' love for Krishna just to get more people to go out and Sankirtan. But the yajna for this age, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda, don't come, just go and preach. And Haridas Thakur, go preach. All the great leaders and all the wonderful devotees of the Lord were engaged in that very aspect, with the speak of Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, and the whole tradition of this Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's Brihat Murdanga, the press, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur. This is all taking the essence of Krishna, the reason why he's created this material world, and giving us the message of how to come back home is a very loving exchange. So if you can, the book distribution, especially if you're doing it in a proper mentality, is very cleansing, very purifying. Yes.
Just a comment on the book distribution. Bhaktisiddhanta, I don't know all the instructions that he's given to Srila Prabhupada, but the two that Prabhupada mentions the most is, first of all, the first instruction that they first met was to preach the English-speaking people, and the last instruction was the same thing. And in between, he said, if you ever get money, print books. So, what, I mean, books, just to print them is not enough. You have to also distribute. So I think book, these are the three things that Prabhupada emphasized so much, because Bhaktisiddhanta emphasized. And one time, a devotee told Srila Prabhupada he wants to distribute millions of books because this is your desire. And Prabhupada said, it's Bhakti Siddhanta's desire, it's Bhakti Vinod Thakur's desire, it's Lord Chaitanya's desire, it's Bhakti Vinod's, Bhakti Siddhanta's, and then it's my desire. So it's Prabhupada wanted what they wanted, which is desire. And book distribution was a big part of it.
Yeah, that's Jare Dako Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesha Mara Gai Guru Hoy Tare Desh. That one who knows the science of Krishna consciousness, he becomes like a guru, is a guru to spread Krishna consciousness by book distribution.
Thank you. Nice class. Our objective is that we have to get ourselves into the mood of the gopis, how much separation they were feeling towards Krishna. And even Radharani, when she's speaking to the bumblebee, just seeing the black bumblebee, in the earlier days, book distribution became a very important part of the expansion of ISKCON, especially in the United States, where so many books were being printed, and these boys and girls were going out like yourself every day. However, not everyone got involved in book distribution. So Srila Prabhupada, for many of us, he had different plans. So these boys are doing book distribution, but you do exploration.
Yeah, every army, imagine if there was no cook to feed the army. Imagine if there was no one to make all the preparatory arrangements so that the army can function and do their work. So we have, pujaris, and we have cooks, we have cleaners and workers and many things. And they're all participant in the book distribution mission. So books are the basis, preaching is the essence, purity is the force, utility is the principle. So these four really describe our society. Books are the basis. You know, the books are the non-different than the Lord, and the content can free us from repeated cycle of birth and death and suffering in this world. But without the purity, and without the preaching is not going to be effective unless we're applying this, the message of the books to ourselves, that it's, we're actually working on ourselves to clean our mind, clean our heart, and have the clarity and conviction that I need to give this to others because this is essential for my existence. And the utility is a principle, Prabhupada often said, use your intelligence, you know, how to best coordinate and make everything suitable so that the temple worship is attractive and bringing so many people, the book distribution is going on, we have prasad distribution, and everyone's fully engaged in the service of Krishna from morning till evening. This Ambarish Maharaj set the example, utilizing all our energy and senses and everything for the pleasure of Krishna. And book distribution is our driving force. Everyone can team together how to make this message of Godhead broadcast to the whole world. And this is very special, just like we have even modern technology, the internet. You can see the kirtan, you can see the deity's beauty, you can hear the classes. So we use everything. We use everything in the service. We're not simply rejecting everything as mundane, but if it's used for mundane purposes, then we reject it. But otherwise, we use everything in the service of Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada also emphasized the point that these books are not just to sell, but they're for you also to read.
Oh, we're not just supposed to distribute the books, we're supposed to read the books too. Yeah. Otherwise, yes, Mataji. I think a microphone's coming your way. We'd throw it, but we don't want to damage the modern technology. There comes my microphone.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, very nice class you took. It touched almost all the very important aspects of Krishna consciousness. Prabhuji, like Europe, we are always hearing about all these things that, okay, Udar Vegam, Vacha Vegam, Raksa Vegam, and plus also like how to fight with greed, lust, all these things. But when it comes to practical implication, what kind of things you suggest for practical implication? How you've been able to control all these things in your own life? If you can give some practical tips, that will be very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Practical tips of how to practice Vacha Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam. Well, Prabhupada made this International Society for Krishna Consciousness as a shelter and as a place where, even though we might be full of lust, akama, sarvakama, va moksha kama, udaradi, tivrena, bhakti yogena, yajeta, purushang parush, that we have so many desires and so many feelings which may not be so godly, but this scientific process, it works, just like a person who has, they say, jaundice, that sugar candy is the only real solution, but the person with jaundice who's taking the sugar candy, which is medicine, it tastes so bitter. So it may seem very bitter for us to give up family and society, not give up, but focus our attention to serving Krishna. And so in the same way that in the beginning, by chanting Krishna's name, we may not have an attraction so much. Okay, I'm chanting, but it's more like a repetition. And I'm reading the books, and I still have feelings of and desires to enjoy. But that patience is important. So if you're every day applying this mantra of the holy name and the hearing and chanting in the association of devotees, gradually it's like you have a window not letting the sunlight in. You're in darkness. Maya is darkness, but Krishna is light. If one is in the light, darkness cannot affect him. But if one's in darkness, he can't appreciate the sun rays and sunlight. But by the chanting process, you're cleaning the mirror, you're cleaning the window so that you can actually see clearly. And you'll gain more and more strength, and you'll have the more realization to realize that, yes, I must keep applying this medicinal formula of chanting Krishna's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's actually very practical that simply by chanting the Lord's Kali Kalir Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan, in Kali Yuga especially, in this age, there's no other formula than chanting Krishna's name and hearing the glories of Krishna. And by chanting Krishna's name, you're hearing about Krishna, you're chanting Krishna, you're benefiting yourself, and you're benefiting the whole world. So just take up the process of chanting, and your realizations will solidify, and you'll gain the strength to overcome the mind's demands.
Prabhuji, the thing is, see, like, chanting is there, Krishna is there, love for Him is there, prema is there, but the little procedure, what we are recommending, that gets missed on. That is the problem.
Yes. I mean, it depends on what we want. Krishna knows. He's sitting very patiently in our heart, and He's watching what we're doing, what we want. He knows our desires, and He reciprocates. Yayata mang prapajyate tang stataiva bhajamyaham. If we really genuinely want Krishna and are disgusted with material existence, and we're really, really not happy with it, then that determination to hear and chant more will come. But if we're not in the association of devotees, if we're simply listening to the dictates of our mind or living with others who are avaiṣṇavas, Lord Chaitanya said that avoid the association of non-devotees, avoid certain activities, then you're not going to agitate the mind with lust and greed. And these things will be turned into love and real compassion, real tolerance. You know, then you'll develop godly qualities automatically. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana. The demigods are considered godly because they have godly qualities. So even though we may not have them, by chanting Krishna's name in the association of devotees, we automatically develop God qualities. So you need a little patience. It'll come for you.
Babaji, can I just get a little personal with this?
What?
Can I ask you a little personal question on this?
Yeah, okay. Okay. Don't expose my...
The thing is that, like, how you have been, leaving everything and getting into it through and through. So how do you think rating you can rate yourself in controlling all these things?
No, it's just the good fortune of Prabhupada. Prabhupada is there for us, and... I feel thankful that Prabhupada's giving an opportunity. Where else would I would have received this message of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, or the Association of Devotees? So I guess it's our own level of determination. We see many are very, very determined, and many sincere devotees are here, but we don't simply judge by externalities. we're not here to compare levels of people's sincerity and or application of the process of Krishna consciousness. But somehow or other, by associating with devotees and following the order of a spiritual master, Krishna will reveal everything. When I was in Sankirtan, and the difficulties were coming, and many difficulties would be there, whether it's the mind, or the police, or the weather, or whatever, I would take whatever book we're distributing, open it, and pray to Prabhupada, give me the strength to understand how to continue the day. And somehow, miraculously, Krishna would always deliver and give the proper understanding so we can carry out our services. So you pray to Srila Prabhupada to give you the strength and the clarity of thought to understand how to best utilize your time for advancing in Krishna consciousness.
One last comment in regards to the Vedas. So what do we sing every morning before taking prasadam? So we have the function of the tongue is to taste and to speak, and if one eats too much, there's pressure which goes to the stomach, and then from the stomach that pressure will incite the activities of the genitals. And then when the genitals become disturbed, the mind is also disturbed. And so therefore, these vigams control our life. But if we don't eat too much, and we don't speak prajapal, and we simply chant Hare Krishna, then all these other difficulties will be subdued, and we will be happy.
Okay. Don't eat too much in general. Sometimes during feasts, it's okay. Yes, this is Rupa Goswami's message of don't eat too much, don't eat too little, and don't sleep too much, and sleep enough for energy for spreading Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.